Join Hear the Watchmen this April 5th through 8th in Dallas, where you'll get to meet and listen to people like David Hebner, Tracy Tennant, Jamie Walden, David Paxton, and Derek Gilbert, as well as so many others that will help you on your spiritual journey as we look at the prophetic signs in the heavenlies. You will leave feeling more equipped and empowered, ready to face this world's future challenges with a strong faith and spiritual truth. Starting February 16th, you can get $20 off in-person tickets when you use the code DIGBIBLE. All one word. If you can't make it in person, there'll be a live stream on-demand option that using the same code, you can get a $10 off discount. If you do make it in person, look us up. We'd love to meet you. We are a community, and just like it says in Matthew 18:20, for where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Together with God, we can do amazing things in his name. Can't wait to see you there. And keep on digging.
For more information, go to www.hearthewatchman.com.
Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner.
Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Glad you guys are out there listening. I hope that you're getting as much from this as I am from the Word as I read through the Bible here, and I hope it's inspiring you to dive in yourself. That's always the important thing, is that we're always trying to strengthen our relationship, get closer to God, understanding His Word, and that's what today really is all about. You know, maybe you are just thinking about Christianity. Maybe you're just trying to understand Jesus for the first time, and that's great. I think that's awesome. Always be founded in your gospel. That's where we go to, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Understand Jesus. Understand what he did, what his sacrifice was, what the Father did for us. Oh, understand that that is what everything is based on. But if you've been a believer for a long time and you're just rehashing the same story, you know, the gospel and things that, you know, what, but we're not moving forward in our faith. If we're stuck in a rut, we got there. We have that belief. We have that faith. You know, we know we're saved. You know, what's next? What do we do going forward? And I wanted to read Hebrews 5:11 through Hebrews 6:3. And in my Bible, this has a subheading that says, A Call to Spiritual Growth. There is much more we would like to say about this, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, we need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's Word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know what to do and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely, we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. You don't need further instruction about baptisms, the laying of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And so, God willing, we will move forward to further understanding. Further understanding. This is what's next. And I'm going to pull up, there's going to be a little bit of scripture, actually a lot of bit of scripture in this episode this morning. I'm going to pull up Psalm 119 says, "Make me understand the way of your precepts. I will meditate on your wondrous works." That is Psalm 119, verse 27. Psalm 119, verse 125 says, "I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies." Psalm 119, 130, "The unfolding of your word gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple." Psalm 119, 144, "Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live." Psalm 119, 169, "Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word." Give me understanding. It talks about, and we've talked about this a little bit before, the hidden truth in the Bible, right? There's things there that God has put in place and are there for us if we take the time to dive into his word, if we talk to him, if we look into these things. There's so much spiritual truth that can be found. If you look, and we're going to jump to 1 Corinthians 2, 6 through 8, when we talk about understanding and the impact it has, it says, "Yet when I am among mature believers, I do speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world or the rulers of this world who are soon forgotten. No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God, his plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord." These aren't the rulers that, you know, we think about just the kings of this world at that time. We're talking about Ephesians 6:12, which is, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of an unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places." These spiritual beings couldn't even understand the truth of God's word and understand that ultimately he had to be put to death. And it says right there that in Corinthians that they would not have crucified our Lord if they had that understanding. So they don't even understand God's word. God gives that ability to see his word once you believe in Jesus. And he gives that ability to dive into his word, understand spiritual truth, understand different parts of scripture where he'll talk to you. He'll tell you things. We talk about that all the time, about having that personal relationship with Jesus. It is so important, just so important. I'm going to go a little further, and then we're going to talk about Solomon. If we go into Proverbs, and Solomon, you know, at the beginning of his life, when, you know, God asked him, what did he want? Did he want riches? He said wisdom. Wisdom. So God blessed him with everything. But we're talking about if God's going to give a gift of wisdom, this man was most likely one of the wisest men to ever walk this earth. He gives us some insight to understanding as well. Proverbs 2:6, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Proverbs 10:13, "On the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is in the back of him who lacks sense." Proverbs 14:33, "Wisdom rests in the heart of a man of understanding, but it makes itself known even in the midst of fools. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouths of fools feed on the folly." And that's Proverbs 15:14. This is what I believe Jesus is always talking about when he's, you know, he says multiple times, like Mark 4:23, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." You know, Matthew, he says it, Matthew 13:9, he who has ears, let him hear. These are things Jesus has that, you know, even the disciples he reprimanded. "How long must you be with me? How long? I mean, haven't I been with you for years?" And, you know, up to 3 years by the end. "How long have I been with you? And you still have so little faith." They still had lacked that understanding of what Jesus had truly came to do. We all lack that understanding. There's so much in the Bible that we will never understand, but there are things in there that you are meant to to find. There are things that God has planned for you when you read that Bible, when you dive into his word. There's things that are there. Ecclesiastes 8, 16 and 17 says, In my search for wisdom and in my observation of people's burdens here on earth, I discover that there is ceaseless activity day and night. I realize that no one can discover everything God is doing under the sun. Not even the wisest people can discover everything, no matter what they claim. The wisest people. Now, that's not meant to be discouraging. What that's telling us is there's so much truth there for God, and we can't fully comprehend God. If we could, I wouldn't want that God to be my God. I don't want to be on the same playing field as him. He's so far above us. He is the ultimate creator of this universe. He has so much truth that he wants you to find. He wants you to dive into his word. He wants you to be in that Bible. And he'll talk to you. He'll show you things through his word that you never knew were possible. He'll give you that understanding. It'll give you purpose. It'll give your life so much meaning. But you have to take that first step. You know, it says Jesus standing at the door and knocks, and whoever opens the door, I will come in and sup with him. You know, Jesus wants to be, you know, with you. He wants you to let him in. He wants to give you that understanding. But you have to reach out. You have to meet him halfway. You got to meet him at the door. He should be part of our life every day in everything we do. People should see Jesus in you all the time. But you need to make that effort to have that relationship, to talk to Jesus, to be in his word, to gain that understanding. Are you comfortable sitting there living on the milk like an infant? Or are you ready for solid food? Are you ready for the next step? A stronger relationship with Jesus, a stronger relationship with your God, the one who created you and put you here on this earth. Are you ready for that? Let's get past the milk and let's get to that solid food. Keep on digging, everybody.